Boys and girls, today I would like us to look at one of the judges of Israel, and his name is Gideon. Now Gideon lived at a time when Israel had no king. They were ruled by judges, and these judges were to keep the people obedient to the word of God. Sadly, the nation of Israel did not always listen to the word of God. The Bible says that at this time, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That is, the men and women and children didn't do what God told them to do. They did what they wanted to do. They did those things that they thought were right, even though God said they were wrong. In Judges chapter 6, we read how the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord once again. They refused to listen to God and did those things that God warned them not to do. Do you think that God would ignore their sin? No. God is a loving God, but he rebukes us for our sins and tells us off for our disobedience, that is, not listening to his word. The punishment that God gave to the children of Israel was an invasion of the land by the Midianites. Every year, when the children of Israel sowed their seed for the harvest, so that they would have food to eat for the next year, the Midianites, along with the Amalekites and others, they came along and stole their food, carried it all away on their camels. The children of Israel were left with very little food, and the people were hungry because they had very little food or no food to eat. Why didn't they fight with the Midianites and the Amalekites? Well, they didn't have an army strong enough, and they were afraid. So what did the children of Israel do in this time of famine, in this time whenever they're upset because they have nothing to eat? What should they do? Well, they should pray to God, and that's what they did. After the seventh year, they eventually prayed to God for help. Now, God didn't ignore their prayers. He sent a prophet to them. A prophet was a person with a message from God. This prophet told the nation of Israel that God was very displeased, unhappy, because they did not listen to him. Although God was angry at Israel, he still answered their prayers. One day Gideon was threshing wheat. Now, what does it mean he was threshing wheat? It means that he was separating the wheat, that is the bits that you eat, from the bits which you can't really eat. It's called chaff. And it was hard work, and it took a long, long time to separate the wheat from the chaff. Now, while Gideon was hard at work, he had a visitor. The visitor was someone special. It was the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord came with good news for Gideon. This is what he had to say. The Lord is with thee. Now Gideon was confused. He asked the angel of the Lord. He said, if God is with us, then why are these terrible things happening to us? Why do the Midianites and the Amalekites keep coming and stealing our food? The angel of the Lord responded by telling Gideon that he was the one who was going to lead Israel to victory. Gideon was going to be the leader who would defeat the Midianites. Now Gideon was confused, and he didn't really believe what the angel of the Lord was telling him. He questioned the angel of the Lord and even asked for a miracle to be done to prove that this was indeed a message from God. The angel of the Lord performed a mighty miracle. He brought fire out of a rock, and it consumed the cakes and the meat that Gideon had brought. Now, whenever Gideon saw this miracle, he believed that this was a message from God. So what did God want Gideon to do? Well, Gideon didn't have to wait too long for his first instruction from the Lord. That very evening, the Lord had something for him to do. Gideon's father had done something very, very bad. He had built an altar to a false god called Baal. God told Gideon to go and pull down that altar to Baal and build a proper altar dedicated to the true God. Gideon didn't argue with God. He did as God told him to. The next day, the people were all very angry whenever they saw the altar of Baal pulled down and taken away. When they found out that Gideon was responsible, they wanted to kill him. Gideon's father, he spoke to the crowd of angry people, and he said, "If Baal is the true God, then let Baal take revenge on Gideon." This was enough to calm the people and save Gideon's life, because Baal wasn't a true God. He was a false God. He was made up, and there's no way that he could kill Gideon. Very soon after this, the Midianites and the Amalekites came to steal food from Israel again. However, the Spirit of God came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet to rally the people together. Messengers were sent throughout the land to gather soldiers to fight for Israel. Very soon, Israel had an army of 32,000 people ready to fight. However, God spoke to Gideon and told him there were too many soldiers. God was worried that Israel, with their 32,000 soldiers, would think that they won by their own strength, and they would not give the glory to God for the victory. So God sent Gideon to tell those people who were afraid to go home. So 22,000 people left and went home. Gideon was left with an army of only 10,000 people to fight the Midianites. Then God spoke to Gideon again. "There are still too many." So God told Gideon to take the 10,000 soldiers down to the water to drink. And those who drank straight from the water, like a dog, licking up the water with their tongue, they were to be sent home. But those who used their hand to bring water to their mouth, using their hand like a cup, they were to stay and fight. Well, only 300 men used their hand to drink water. And that was Gideon's army. 300 men, the rest, were all sent home. What a day that was. Gideon started with 32,000 men. Now he only has 300. Do you think Gideon is maybe getting a bit worried here? Well, God spoke to Gideon to reassure him that with the 300 men, they would win the battle because God was with them. At night, Gideon and his soldiers gathered around the camp. At Gideon's command, they blew their trumpets, they broke their pitchers, and they held up their lamps. The Midianites were afraid. All they could hear was this loud noise of the trumpet and see the torches all the way around their camp. They were scared, and they tried to run away. Will God indeed give Gideon and Israel the victory? The Midianites would not trouble Israel anymore. Gideon was a judge in Israel for 40 years, and in that time, the Bible says Israel enjoyed peace from her enemies. So, boys and girls, what can we learn from this story here today? Well, first of all, we can learn that Israel had three problems. Their first problem was that they were not worshipping the true God. God wants us to worship him, but we're not to worship him how we think God wants to be worshipped. We are to worship God the way that God teaches us to worship him. But how does God teach us to worship him? He does it in the Bible. The Bible teaches us that we're to love God with all of our hearts. We're not to lean into our own understanding to do the things that we think are right. We're to do the things that the Bible teaches us are right. The Bible teaches us that we can talk to God in prayer and that we will hear God's voice through the Bible. The Bible teaches us that we can worship God by living a life to please God and to glorify him. The second problem that Israel had is that they were worshipping a false god, the false god called Baal. Now, boys and girls, there are many false gods in the world, many religions that say their god is right. But all these religions are just like the religion of Baal. They have gods that are made of wood or stone, gods that have been invented by men and women. But we can also make our own false gods whenever we reject what the Bible teaches and we do what we want. We can also have idols in our life. Anything that we say is more important to us than God is an idol. Maybe we can make sport an idol, or our games, our toys, our friends, or even the television. If we say they're more important to us than God, then we have an idol. If we love them more than God, we have an idol. We are to love God first, more than anything else in the world. Let us not be like the children of Israel, worshipping that false god. The third problem they had was that they had not obeyed God's word. How do we know what God is like? Well, the Bible teaches us that God is holy and pure and he hates sin. Well, how can we obey God and be faithful to him? Well, the Bible teaches us how we can be faithful to God and how we can live to make God happy. The Bible says we're to have faith in him. That is, we're to believe in him. The Bible also says that we have to have repentance, that is, being sorry for our sin and turning away from it, not doing it again. We are to obey God's word. But the second thing that we can learn from this story today is that God had a saviour for Israel. Gideon was chosen by God to be a saviour for Israel. He was the one who was going to defeat the enemy, and he was the one who was going to give the people deliverance. Well, we have a saviour for us today. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the saviour of the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with our biggest problem. What's the biggest problem we have? It's not the problem of not having enough pocket money, not having enough sweets, or not having enough toys. The biggest problem we have, boys and girls, is the problem of our sin. God hates sin. God is angry with sin, and our sin must be punished. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to die on the cross for sin. He took the sins of all his beloved people upon himself on that tree. And the Lord Jesus Christ came so that we could have our sins forgiven, so that he could be our saviour. The second thing that we can learn here is just as Gideon was chosen to be a saviour, God promised to help him and be with him. Maybe there's times that you feel afraid. Maybe there's times you feel lonely. Well, God promised to be with Gideon and to help him. And we who believe in God, we have this same promise that God is with us, that he will not leave us, that he will not abandon us. He has promised to be with us forever and ever. God gives to all those who believe in him his Holy Spirit. So we know that God is with us at all times. But then, finally, let us see that under Gideon, this saviour, Israel had the victory. And so, boys and girls, we who follow our saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the victory as well. We have the victory over the devil, because the Lord Jesus Christ is greater than the devil, and he's defeated the devil. The Lord Jesus Christ has defeated death. He has promised that he will raise all who believe in him from the dead to be with him forever and ever. Under Gideon, Israel had peace. Well, so we who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, we have peace. We have peace with God because our sins are forgiven. And we have the promise of peace forever and ever because God has promised that we who believe in his Son and have the forgiveness of sins, we will be with him forever in heaven. So boys and girls, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Saviour, the one that we're to look to, the one that we're to believe in, and the one that we are to trust.